this bulletin. Coalition expected to support Labor's student debt relief bill. A further 15 Palestinians die of starvation in Gaza over the past day. And in sport, report finds 2032 Brisbane Games could bring $70 billion to the economy. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Labor's legislation to lower HECS debt levels by about 20% for around 3 million graduates in the country is expected to be the first government bill to be introduced in the new parliament today. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke to reporters on the first day of parliament sitting.
Every day is an opportunity to deliver for Australians, and this week we will have legislation to do that.
The coalition has also flagged it's likely to support the student debt reduction measures. Susan Lee is leader of the opposition.
We're happy to be constructive with the government, but I and my team will be critical where we need to be, and we won't hesitate to hold the government to account.
The bill is expected to deliver savings of about $16 billion. Meanwhile, the Greens, who hold the balance of power in the upper house, are set to introduce a private senator's bill to reform Australia's main environment laws. A six-week-old baby is among 15 Palestinians who have died of starvation in Gaza over the past day, according to Gaza health officials, as malnutrition reaches its deadliest level since the war began 21 months ago. The infant named Yusuf died in Gaza City after his family failed to find infant formula. His uncle Adam Al-Safadi says even if milk is found, it costs over $100 a tub.
The baby's 40 days old and there are no milk boxes in the country. Wherever you go searching for a box of milk, you don't find it. A box of milk now costs $100. We can't afford it, and it's not available. The mother can't breastfeed. There's no food and drinks. There's no breast milk. The baby died of malnutrition. The child had malnutrition, and the mother had malnutrition. This is the case for all of Gaza Strip's children.
Three other children were among the dead, including 13-year-old Abdulhamid Al-Galban, who died in hospital in Khan Yunis. Meanwhile, a senior Israeli official has denied the claims of famine, telling the Times of Israel newspaper that aid is entering Gaza, but a UN bottleneck is preventing its distribution. Since October 2023, Israeli attacks have killed nearly 60,000 Palestinians following Hamas-led attacks that killed 1,200 people and took 251 hostages. The Trump administration will withdraw the United States from UNESCO by the end of next year, citing the agency's divisive and globalist agenda as incompatible with his America First policy. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said UNESCO's recognition of Palestine as a member state was highly problematic and fueled anti-Israel rhetoric. The decision aligns with President Trump's broader skepticism of multilateral institutions, including the UN, World Trade Organization and NATO. UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay said she regretted the move, but noted it had been expected and preparations were in place. Stefan Dujarric, the spokesman for the UN Secretary General, says Antonio Guterres also regrets the withdrawal.
And I think most of you must have seen this morning that in a statement issued by Audrey Azoulay, the Director General of UNESCO, she said she deeply regretted the decision of the United States to withdraw once again from the organization she leads. She added that in the past years, UNESCO has stepped up efforts to take action wherever the agency's mission could contribute to peace. And of course, the Secretary General joins her in deeply regretting the decision by the United States.
Rock wallabies that were once believed to be extinct in Western Australia's Kalbarri National Park are now thriving. The species is doing well due to the conservation and breeding programs run by the Nundah Traditional Owners and the Parks and Wildlife Service, which is a six-hour drive north of Boolloo, Perth. Nundah Ranger Samara Martin is working with a team to trap rock wallabies by searching the remote gorges the animals call home.
When we catch them, we check if they got a tag in their between their shoulder blades. And if they don't, we put a chip in so that we can know when and where they were tagged.
The species were thought to be extinct in the area until a pair were spotted in a remote gorge by rock climbers in 2016. 7 years ago, rangers brought in 70 wallabies from the Wheatbelt region, which have bred and some have mated with the local Kalbarri wallabies. A new report has estimated the Brisbane 2032 Olympics and Paralympic Games will generate more than $70 billion into the country's national economy. The Deloitte Economics report also predicts the country would benefit from tens of billions of dollars post-games. The report forecasted economic growth of 20 years from 2032 to 2052, with tens of thousands of job opportunities across the country. Over that period, it estimated a growth of almost $40 billion for southeast Queensland, and for the remainder of the state and Australia, an estimate of $31 billion. But a business expert has played down the Olympic-sized impact, warning the cost of preparing for a Games might outweigh the benefits. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, with more to come at midday. I'm Katrina Stirrett.